on Triple J.
It's your pals, Jen and Lewis.
That is brand new stuff from Alice in Wonderland. It is called Happy Place, and so much love coming through on the text line. I love you, Alice in Wonderland. Yes, this song is absolutely my new happy place. And Michelle in Brisbane as well said, Alice in Wonderland, you're my goddamn hero. This track is sick. Everything you touch turns to gold. Having a huge fangirl moment. You are with Jen and Lewis, Alice in Wonderland, joining you too on Triple J.
So massive drops on that. Huge drops.
Yes.
It sounds like it's going to go down really well at Scare House. Have you had a chance to play it live yet?
Yeah, I've actually been playing this song live since it was a demo. And you know what's great about producing music on your laptop is your record label can't stop you from playing it. So yeah, I mean, it goes insane. Every time I've played it, it's amazing to watch something that you've created have a reaction where you know it's speaking to people. Like, this song's quite meaningful to me. I wrote it about me trying to find my happy place. All the verses about me. I was in like a pretty bad depression for a while, and the verse says, give up these noises, silence my mind. We all have choices. Where can I find my happy place? And this was when I was in a super, super dark state of mind. And, you know, you kind of are so in your own head, there's some pretty like terrible choices you could make. And I decided to make the choice to reach out to my friends instead of, you know, doing something that probably would not be very good. And they ended up kind of bringing me out of that and like saving me, and yeah, definitely brought me out of it. So basically this whole song is my plea for trying to feel something again. And when, like, in the chorus when I'm like, fill me up on a spiritual level, like I'm literally like trying to feel something, like that's me like getting to that point where I'm trying to look for something where it's helping me get out of it. And I'm sure a lot of people out there can relate to that, like depression isn't a rare thing, and mental illness isn't a rare thing. And I think we've all felt like that at some point in our lives. And for me not to be honest about that would be a mistake. Like, for me to be able to bring a message to people that, hey, like, it's not embarrassing to feel that way, and you can make a choice. And actually, when you do make that first choice while you're going through it, you actually start to feel better because you feel like you have more power over yourself again. And that is like the first step. So that's basically, you know, without going too dark, what that song was about.
And if that is something that you feel as well, you can always call Lifeline 13 11 14 or Beyond Blue on 1300 22 46 36 as well.
Was writing the song and, you know, performing it, is that kind of part of coming out, pulling yourself out of that?
Yeah, it's super cathartic. Like, the thing is, when I'm writing anything, I'll sit down and I'll start writing, and then occasionally something different comes out and I'm like, oh, okay, that's how I'm actually feeling. And you know, the one thing I've learned as an artist, as a producer, as a songwriter is to you know, I was given an opportunity to release music. You know, I was noticed and I was very lucky. I could have done something easy where I could have released the obvious like club jams, right? But I've always written songs, and I was like, I'm going to take this risk and I'm going to be honest with my feelings. You know, this is my diary, and like, there's going to be people that don't like it, and there's going to be people that it speaks to. But at the end of the day, I know I put everything into it, and I'm meaning it from like the most honest, scariest place ever. That I don't really care. Like, it'll speak to my people, you know. And I do feel like I come to like many realizations when writing stuff down and like putting it out. And I guess like the whole concept of the album that I have coming out is, it's called Awake. And so, you know, I feel like I did wake up to a lot of things whilst writing this album. And yeah, this was one of them. And I definitely feel like it does get better if anyone out there is feeling a certain way.
You're hearing from Alice in Wonderland right now. We just premiered her brand new song, Happy Place, from an album called Awake. Do you know when the album's going to be coming out?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Let that silence settle in. all right. Well, we'll wait and see. But the other super exciting thing that's happening later on just this month,
yes,
is your Scare House projects,
oh,
which,
okay,
are crazy. The lineup for it, apart from Alice in Wonderland, ASAP Ferg, Anthony and Cleopatra, Camouflage Rose, Haiku Hands, Lido, Lunice, Manu Crooks, Tucko from Odd Future, as you're mentioning, Young Franco. It's happening in Brisbane on Sunday, the 26th of November, in Melbourne on the 2nd of December, and in Sydney on the 9th as well. All currently secret locations to,
yes,
be revealed soon. Alice in Wonderland, we could talk to you all day, but we should let you get out of here.
Hey.
We'll talk to you, I'm sure, when the album comes out.
Whenever that is.
You know what? Or don't you mean every time I land in Sydney?
yeah, we'll come here. We'll pick you up from the airport next time.
Yeah, just duty free.
Yeah.
Triple J.
Yeah, exactly. That's how I roll.
You're with Jen and Lewis
on Triple J.